if you didn't notice, like some people, or some people who were not affected, rather, electricity was actually restored this morning at 6 a.m. after stage 2 load shedding was imposed from 1 a.m.
Yeah.
And we learned that it might happen tonight as well, because Eskom has revealed that it needs to replenish water resources for its pumped storage. And we also learned that the power utility is now using emergency resources, including diesel, to actually meet demand today. And of course, the power system remains vulnerable. I mean, one might argue that it's usually better at night rather than during the day. But also, this reminds me of a post that I saw on social media of someone saying, "Oh my Gucci, the person who was on leave at Eskom is now back at work," considering the load shedding.
Yeah, no, look, load shedding is, of course, always very tricky, even for us to navigate, even though it's been happening for a very long time now.
But we can't get used to it, right?
Exactly. So we can't actually ever get used to it. And we just hope that now that Eskom has got a new CEO, that there can be some way forward or some solution to the current problem.
Let's pay the bills and get into news.
Sala, guess what I did? I put my future first and I got into PrEP at my clinic.
PrEP? What's that?
PrEP is a pill that you take every day to protect you from HIV. It's so simple.
Just one pill a day to keep you HIV negative. What about condoms?
Well, you must still use condoms to stop you from getting STIs, but one pill will stop you from getting HIV, Miguel. And PrEP is free.
Tala, hand over the deets.
Just go to myprep.co.za to find out which of your local clinics can get you on PrEP immediately.
Stay strong and healthy. Visit your clinic today. This was made possible through a partnership between Department of Health and Nova Health and the American people through PEPFAR and USAID.
Spitabo nice in the cooler bag. Hey guys, Ula Sos Lona, and you're tuned in to UJFM on 95.4.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
In your stories making headlines this hour, Higher Education Minister warns prospective students about illegal colleges, and the ANC will continue on a path crafted by the likes of Saul Blakey, says President Ramaphosa.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For the news at 2 o'clock, I am Sandile Ntuli. Good afternoon. Higher Education Minister Dr. Blade Nzimande has warned prospective students to avoid illegal or fly-by-night colleges as they calculate their next move. More than 790,000 candidates sat for their matric exams last year, with 81.3%